Have you ever stopped and just thought about the conscious decisions you make about your life? Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed mental health therapist, online anxiety coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I'm here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. I want to talk about the choices and decisions that you make day in and day out and how those things are impacting your life in more ways than you've ever even realized. Are you ready? Let's do this. Your life is nothing but decisions, one decision after the next. Whether you realize it or not, every single moment of every day, you are making a choice of what foods to put in your body, what activity you're going to do, how much effort you're going to put forth, what you're going to wear, who you're going to spend time with, careers you're going to pursue, homes you're going to live in, cars you're going to drive. It is one choice after another. It's constant. You're never not making a choice. When you're sleeping, you're choosing to sleep. When you're tossing and turning at night, you're choosing to be up and alert and keep your body stimulated. And I know that that's frustrating for you to hear. You're like, bitch, I don't want that. I don't want to toss and turn at night. But I'm giving you an example of how your mind works. If you haven't, go back and listen to my episode on sleep and what happens to your body when you are trying so hard to sleep. You're actually keeping yourself awake because you're longing for it so badly. It's stimulating. It's keeping you alert and not allowing you to fall asleep. I'm not talking about insomnia or other sleep disorders, okay? This is just for the average person, which none of you are. We are all very special and unique. Okay, but even in that moment, you're making a choice. You're choosing to fight and you know, it's keeping you awake. So you're tossing and turning and overstimulated every single moment of every day. Now, this is the point in the episode where you start digging your heels in and you're like, who is this chick? She's going to tell me that I chose anxiety or depression or trauma. No. Absolutely not. I don't know anybody on the planet who would choose any of these things, right? All I'm saying is now that we know, okay, we have anxiety, depression, trauma. Now that we know we have these disorders or these ailments or these issues, we make choices about them every moment of every day. We either choose to fight and do the things that we know are going to better us in the long term, or we choose instant gratification in the moment by doing nothing. Because I will be the first to tell you that choosing healing is the path of greater resistance in the now. Okay? That is the option that is far more challenging, far more difficult, far more painful. I'll be the first person to tell you that. I tell every single one of my clients who walks into my therapy office that. You've just made the hardest choice of your life by making this commitment. This part isn't the easy part, okay? It's not, oh, I'm in therapy, now things magically start getting better. When we are aware of what's going on with us and what's kind of off, what doesn't feel right, where do we need some work? Shit just got so much harder. Because now we have to actively make the choice. And some of us know we have anxiety, depression, trauma, unhealed wounds, and we choose to do nothing about it. We choose to stay stuck right where we are. And I can feel you. I can feel you getting agitated with me because you're saying, I'm doing the things. I didn't choose this. I'm not choosing this day after day. I don't want this. I want to feel better. And that's okay. This is an episode where I'm all right if you're a little angsty with me, if you feel I'm pushing you in a way that's uncomfortable, that's my job here. This is what I do with my therapy clients. This is what I do with my coaching clients. I need to challenge you to take a look at your life and the choices that you make day in and day out. I was thinking about it this morning, and we have nearly 200,000 downloads on the Anxious Therapist podcast. 200,000 times people have tuned in, listened to my words, and then what? This isn't story time. I mean, sometimes it is. This isn't a hangout. Every single episode, I'm bringing something of value to you. And I almost always end the episodes with, I challenge you to blank. Whatever you just learned about in that episode, I challenge you to implement it. But that's where we get stuck. Off goes the episode. You walk into work, or you're done getting ready for the morning, or you go to sleep that night. And it's like the words that I spoke to you are gone. You say, oh, that would be nice. I'm glad that's working for Jacqueline. That's great. I love how she's fighting back. Awesome. And then we miss the implementation piece. We miss the part where you're supposed to make a choice and apply those things to your fucking life. It's not enough to listen to what I'm doing to heal, to listen to the advice of someone who's in therapy and is a licensed therapist. That is not enough. You're missing a key point in applying these lessons to you. But that's a choice you're making. It is a choice. Every moment of every day. Constant. Now, some of us grew up in a home where our choices were limited, okay? For example, I hear this a lot with doctors. If your parents were doctors, they probably expected that you were going to become a doctor too. And so your entire life, you did not feel like you had any other choice but to go to medical school and become a doctor. And maybe you even followed through on that. It became your choice to just listen to what your parents wanted for you and follow through with that. And this could be for many other career paths as well. I just hear it a lot with doctors. So then you became a doctor, and around 35 to 40 years old, you realized you've been living out the dreams and expectations of other people for the first few decades of your life. Time that you will never get back. You never stopped to look inward and ask what was best for me. You blindly followed these expectations because at the time, it didn't feel like there was any other option for you. So instead of making choices for yourself, you just laid out this preset plan and followed it. Okay, it was already set up for you. So the path of least resistance was to just follow it. When we choose to go on our healing journey, it is the path of greatest resistance. It always gets worse before it gets better. We become painfully insightful and aware of what's going on with our mental health. And at that point, first key is awareness. Once you're aware, you have this responsibility to make changes, to do the work, to start healing. But some of y'all still haven't chose that. You're going, I know I have anxiety. I know I'm a chronic people pleaser and I'm a control freak and perfectionist. Or I know I have depression, but I get myself to work every day and I pay my bills. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's just not much left for me. Those are choices you are making. Listen, I get it. Having a lot on your plate? Absolutely. I see 20 to 25 private practice clients a week. I run 2 mental health groups. I am a full-time online anxiety coach, currently working with 15 plus women on their healing journeys. I am a wife. I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, cousin. I'm a podcaster. I am on social media sharing my journey. Okay? And those are all choices that I make. I don't get to use those things as, well, shit, I just don't have time to go to therapy, or I don't have time to work with a coach. Because guess what? Right now, I see my therapist once a week, and I have a business coach. I make time for what's important to me in my healing journey always. I make time to journal regularly. I make time to move my body. I make time to connect with the people who I am closest to and my social media followers. I make those choices. We need to move into an empowered mindset where we understand and acknowledge and have an awareness that every single choice we make has a consequence. Consequences can be positive or negative. Right now, going to therapy feels like a negative consequence. It's painful, it's hard, it's challenging. Okay, same thing with working with my coach. It's pushing me to new limits. But what's the alternative? Pent-up emotions, resentments, shame, guilt. I don't want those things. I am willing, and this is where I really need you to hear me. Are you willing right now to put in the work in this moment? Okay, today, tomorrow, weeks to come, the next year of your life. Would you be willing to put in the work for this set amount of time if you knew that your life was going to be different? If you knew that you could devote, let's say, 3 months to healing intensively, a week, you know, weekly coaching calls or weekly therapy sessions, doing the homework on your own, really implementing the things that you're learning, and after 3 months, your life would look totally different, okay? If you could guarantee that, would you do it? Of course you would. It's a no-brainer. Of course you would. But what happens is you don't have the blind faith like I do. Because I live this day in, day out. I not only help other people heal, but I've seen what happens when I put myself in and around situations where I can grow and evolve and do my own healing work. So I go into this experience with my new therapist and guiding myself through working with this new depression diagnosis with nothing but blind faith, hope, and optimism, because I've done it before. I devoted over a year of my life to intensive healing with my therapist when I was diagnosed with anxiety. Best believe I'm about to do the same exact thing with my new therapist and this depression diagnosis. There is absolutely nothing I won't do to heal from this. Do I want to just crawl in bed and pull the blankets over my head? Yes. Of course I do. Do I want to pretend that this isn't an issue I'm struggling with? Yes. 100%. Do I feel completely overwhelmed thinking about all of the work and pain and hardship I'm going to have to go through to come out the other side? Yes. Am I going to do it anyway? Abso-fucking-lutely. To me, there is no other option. And I need you to stop acting like there is. You're just surviving. And I'm proud of you for that. I'm proud of you for being here and choosing to get up and go through the motions every day. But I'll be honest, I want more for you, and I need you to want more for yourself too. Stop being content with living an anxious, depressed, traumatized life, and make the choice to heal, to put in the work now, so that in the long term, we can enjoy the results. We can live a recovered, healthy life. We can reparent ourselves. We can heal traumas, whether that be our own experiences or generationally. We can learn how to navigate our anxiety and depression symptoms so that we're no longer being steamrolled day in, day out by our mental health. You're in a car. You can either get in the back, lay down, and let somebody else take the wheel, or you can pull yourself up front and get in the driver's seat and make a difference in your life. What are you going to choose? Because it is a choice. Every moment of every day. Challenging you to empower you. I hope by now, 200 plus episodes, you understand that my only goal is to push you. Break down those walls, make you uncomfortable while you're listening to my voice so that you can make changes in your life. As you listen today, you probably were a little defensive, probably dug your heels in a little bit. But by the end, I'm hoping you came around and realized, shit, I need to find that empowered voice again. I need to be able to hold myself accountable to choices that don't just feel good now, right? Because that's that crawl back into bed, eat bonbons, distract, avoid, instant gratification. Versus, oh man, the neighbor's dog's barking. Versus making choices that don't feel so good now, like going to therapy, journaling, reflecting, working with a coach, and trusting that in the weeks and months and years from now, that healing work is going to pay off, that it will all have been worth it. I don't like torturing myself. I don't enjoy, the pain that comes with that. It's not like I'm some sick masochist and I'm like, yeah, let's go to therapy because the pain feels good. No, I'm in it. This is the messy, painful part of healing that I would rather skip past, if I'm being honest. But future Jacqueline deserves this. My future children deserve this. My husband deserves this. My private practice and my coaching clients deserve this. So I'm doing it with you. And what I need you guys to realize is a lot of the times when I hop on the podcast and I'm coming at your life and I'm saying, you need to stand up and make a fucking choice that's going to better you. It's like I'm talking to a mirror. These are the words that I need to hear. Okay. I love this quote that's like, or this prompt, I guess, rather, that says, what would you tell your, 20-year-old self or your 18-year-old self or your 25-year-old self, right? That's usually what I come on the podcast to do, except it's the shit I need to hear right now. I need to be reminded that every day I'm making choices. And if I look at my life through this lens of, okay, today I'm going to binge watch old episodes of Survivor and I'm going to eat donuts and I'm going to eat pizza and I'm going to drink soda and I'm going to have some wine at the end of the night and then I'm going to go to bed early and I'm going to sleep for 14 hours and then tomorrow, probably more of the same thing. Okay? I need to understand that those choices have consequences versus going into my day saying, I'm going to move my body first thing. I'm going to take a shower and put on clean clothes. I'm going to connect with friends. I'm going to reach out for support, let people know what's going on with me. I'm going to take some time to journal, and then I'm going to meet with my therapist. I'm going to ask her for homework so that I have some things to work on in the days that we're not meeting. And then I'm going to log in and connect with my coach. and see what she would like me to be working on. Where does she see I'm struggling? Because sometimes an outside perspective helps. I'm going to nourish my body with really good energizing foods. I'm going to drink plenty of water. And then I'm going to sleep for 8 hours because that's the honey spot for me, right? Like that's 8 hours, great amount of sleep. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to get up and see what tomorrow brings. Do you see how those two choices are going to lead to very different outcomes? Which side of the road are you choosing? I always say, I'm barely ahead of you. 3 steps. Blazing the trail and then just saying, come with me. Okay? We'll do this together. We'll create a new path of healing. And there's going to be pricker bushes and bumps and curves and unexpected obstacles the entire way. But I truly believe that we are stronger together. I hope you guys know how much I love you, how much I believe in you. Listen, real talk, I wouldn't bring this kind of content to the podcast if I didn't think that you were ready for me to challenge you in this way. Be mindful of the choices that you're making. Ask yourself, is this choice helping me get towards where I want to be, or is it keeping me stuck where I am? You guys are amazing. I love you more than you'll ever know, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.